Hey everyone, welcome back.
Today we're diving into...
Well, it's a skill anyway.
That can feel like a superpower.
Yeah, once you've got it mastered.
Pitching?
It absolutely is.
And I'm not talking about baseball diamonds here.
Although, landing that perfect pitch in a meeting...
It can feel just as exhilarating.
As hitting a home run, right?
But it's a formal presentation.
Or just getting your friends to watch that documentary you can't stop raving about.
Knowing how to sell your idea is essential.
And you know what I find really interesting about the source material you've shared?
This XPS Pitch Playbook 2025.
It goes way beyond just selling a product or service.
It's about becoming a more powerful communicator overall.
Someone who can get their ideas not just heard,
but truly understood
and acted upon.
Right. My ears definitely perked up when I saw a Pitch Playbook. At first, I thought,
oh, great, another dry sales manual.
The BIS.
It is different.
This feels different.
One of the things the playbook emphasizes
is that even when you are pitching something tangible,
like a product,
what you're really selling is an idea.
The idea of a solution to your audience's problem.
A vision of a better future for them.
And that's a really refreshing take.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit.
Our source material today is this XPS Pitch Playbook 2025.
And spoiler alert,
it's not about being the slickest talker in the room.
Not at all.
The playbook emphasizes something much more powerful.
And frankly, more human.
It's about building genuine connections with your audience.
And then crafting messages that truly resonate with them.
On a personal level.
It's that genuine connection that makes all the difference.
It almost reminds me of something you mentioned earlier.
About how a good pitch is kind of like a love letter.
Should I be brushing up on my Shakespearean sonnets or...
Lapskitch. Okay,
yeah. Maybe save the sonnets for Valentine's Day.
But the analogy is spot on.
Think about it. A truly impactful pitch.
Much like a heartfelt love letter.
Has to feel personal and authentic.
It can't just be some generic...
mass-produced message.
That you're blasting out to 100 people hoping something sticks.
So no mass-produced love letters.
Or pitches.
I love that.
One of the things that really struck me about the playbook
is how much it emphasizes getting inside the heads of your audience.
Yes.
It's all about understanding their aspirations.
What does success look like to them?
What are their goals?
But it's also about delving a little deeper.
And acknowledging their challenges.
Yeah. What are their pain points?
What fears or constraints might be holding them back?
By understanding these deeper motivations,
we can tailor our message in a way that truly resonates with them.
And speaks directly to their needs.
And that's where the concept of the big idea comes in, right?
Not just a snazzy tagline.
But the beating heart of your pitch.
It's the core message that makes people sit up and listen.
Exactly. The playbook doesn't just throw this term around lightly.
They give some really powerful examples.
Things like Apple's iconic Think Different campaign.
Or Dove's powerful message of real beauty.
These weren't just catchy slogans.
They tapped into something much deeper.
And more resonant with their audiences.
It's funny you mention those examples.
And they're instantly recognizable.
They've become so ingrained in our culture.
That we don't even realize how brilliantly they were pitched to us in the first place.
Exactly.
And what's so important to remember
is that this concept of a big idea
isn't just for giant corporations.
With massive marketing budgets.
It can be applied to anything.
Big or small.
Let's say you're trying to convince your team to try a new project management system.
That requires a big idea.
A core message that resonates with them.
Addresses their pain points.
And offers a vision of a better,
more efficient way of working.
It's like you're giving them the why behind the what, right?
It's not just about the system itself.
But how it can make their work lives easier and more fulfilling.
Which, I have to say,
leads perfectly into the next thing I loved about the playbook.
The emphasis on storytelling,
yes.
Facts and figures alone,
are rarely enough to truly captivate an audience.
The playbook understands that.
And they really emphasize the power of weaving those facts and figures
into a compelling narrative.
And they don't just tell you to tell a story.
They give you the entire framework.
I was blown away by how they laid out this clear structure.
Almost like a dramatic arc.
It's a brilliant approach.
The playbook breaks down a pitch into distinct acts.
Like a play.
You've got your prologue.
That's where you grab their attention with your big idea.
Then you move into act one.
Which is all about establishing why this matters to your audience.
What's the problem or opportunity you're addressing?
Why should they care?
Act two is where you swoop in with your solution.
Backed by solid evidence, of course.
And act three.
That's your call to action.
What do you want them to do with this information?
It's like you're taking them on a journey.
Guiding them from the problem to the solution.
And then empowering them to take action.
Precisely.
And just like any good story.
You want to leave them with a lasting impression?
That's where the epilogue comes in.
It's your opportunity to reiterate your key takeaways.
To leave them with a final thought.
That lingering feeling of,
wow, I need to do something with this.
This structured approach sounds like a game changer.
No more rambling presentations.
The playbook gives you a roadmap for success.
And speaking of success,
the playbook also dives into the how of delivering a captivating pitch.
Which, as it turns out,
is just as important as the content itself.
You're telling me. It's like that old saying.
So it's not what you say.
It's how you say it, right?
So how does the playbook recommend?
Like, how do they recommend we deliver?
Well, they use this analogy.
That I absolutely love.
They talk about seasoning your pitch.
Imagine you've got all the core ingredients.
Your facts, your data, your big idea.
But to really make it sing,
okay.
You've got my attention.
I'm ready to sprinkle in some flavor.
What's on the menu?
Think about the most memorable presentations.
Or pitches you've ever experienced.
Chances are,
they didn't just rely on dry facts and bullet points.
They probably used a healthy dose.
Of powerful visuals.
Maybe a thought-provoking metaphor or anecdote.
Even a touch of well-placed humor to keep things engaging.
Or, yeah.
That one statistic that completely throws you for a loop.
And makes you rethink everything you thought you knew.
Precisely.
I love those.
It's about appealing to both sides of your audience's brain.
The logical and the emotional.
Don't be afraid to bring in the data.
But make sure to weave it into a narrative.
That resonates.
Let's try it.
And keeps them on the edge of their seats.
I'm all about keeping things lively.
But I'm also someone who tends to get a little nervous before big presentations.
I imagine that's where rehearsal comes in.
Although, I'll confess.
The thought of practicing a speech a million times makes me want to run for the hills.
I hear ya.
But here's where the playbook really flips the script on rehearsal.
They're not talking about robotic memorization.
They're talking about building confidence and flexibility.
It's about becoming so familiar with your material
that you can move through it organically
and connect with your audience on a deeper level.
It should feel like a conversation, not a lecture.
It's like the difference between reading from a script
and telling a story you know by heart.
When you genuinely connect with the material,
it comes across.
Exactly.
And to really nail that effortless delivery.
The playbook has this brilliant piece of advice.
Make your rehearsals harder than the actual pitch.
I know it sounds counterintuitive.
But think about it.
If you can handle unexpected interruptions.
Or tough questions during practice.
You'll be ready for anything when it's showtime.
So it's like practice sparring with a pro.
You might get knocked down a few times.
But you'll be much better prepared for the real deal.
Exactly.
They even encourage you to anticipate those gotcha moments.
Those questions that might throw you off guard.
By thinking through those potential curveballs in advance.
You'll be ready to field them with grace and confidence.
It's like having a mental arsenal of answers at the ready.
This is pure gold.
It is.
And you know what else I love about the playbook's approach?
They don't shy away from the importance of the Q&A portion.
In fact,
they see it as an opportunity.
Not something to be feared.
I'll admit.
I've always dreaded Q&A sessions.
I'd get so caught up in trying to memorize every single detail.
Terrified of being put on the spot.
It's a common fear.
But the playbook encourages a completely different mindset.
They don't want you to see questions as threats.
They want you to see them as opportunities.
Be for genuine connection and dialogue.
That's a game changer.
It takes the pressure off.
Trying to have all the answers perfectly memorized.
Exactly.
It's not about having a flawless monologue.
It's about demonstrating that you've thought things through.
That you understand your audience's concerns.
And that you're genuinely interested in finding solutions together.
Which brings us to,
perhaps,
the most important ingredient in the playbook's recipe for a killer pitch.
The human element.
It all comes back to connection, doesn't it?
Even in this age of fancy presentations and AI-powered everything.
People still crave that authentic human connection.
Absolutely.
The playbook understands that.
They know that no amount of data or perfectly polished slides
can replace the power of genuine enthusiasm and authenticity.
You're so right. It's about letting your passion shine through.
About being your genuine self up there.
Like I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And that's what I appreciate most about this playbook.
It's about so much more
than just closing a deal.
Or winning over a room.
You know.
It's about approaching these interactions.
With a spirit of authenticity.
A willingness to learn and grow.
And a genuine desire to connect with the people you're speaking to.
It really does feel like a bit of a mindset shift, doesn't it?
It's not just about what's in it for me.
But how can I genuinely connect with and understand my audience?
And that's such a keen observation.
Because when you really think about the principles in this playbook,
understanding your audience,
crafting a compelling narrative,
being your most authentic and enthusiastic self,
these are skills that reach
far beyond any boardroom
or formal pitch, wouldn't you say?
You're totally right. It's like they've given us
this incredible framework for communication in general,
something we can apply to all areas of our lives.
I'm already thinking about how I can use these tips in my personal life.
Absolutely. This isn't just about nailing that presentation at work.
It's about having those tough conversations with loved ones,
advocating for yourself in your personal life,
even navigating disagreements in a more constructive
and empathetic way.
It's about recognizing that every interaction is an opportunity
to connect on a deeper, more meaningful level.
Wow, when you put it like that,
it really highlights the wider impact this approach to communication can have.
It's about building bridges, not just delivering information.
Beautifully said.
It's about understanding that behind every decision,
every opinion,
is a human being with their own unique experiences
and perspectives.
And when we approach our interactions with that in mind,
with a sense of empathy and curiosity,
that's when real connection magic happens.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
Thank you so much for walking me through it.
It's been my pleasure.
I always enjoy
getting to unpack these ideas.
Yeah, to see where they lead.
I feel equipped with more than just pitching advice.
I feel like I've unlocked a secret level of communication.
And for our listeners,
we hope this deep dive has given you some new tools as well
to level up your own communication game.
Whether you're pitching $1 million project
or, you know,
just trying to convince your cat to get off the keyboard.
Exactly.
And if I can leave you with one last thought-provoking nugget from the playbook,
it would be this.
The next time you find yourself trying to win someone over to your way of thinking,
pause for a moment.
Don't just focus on the message you want to send.
Think about who you're speaking to.
What are their motivations?
Their values.
How can you frame your idea in a way
that resonates with their goals and aspirations?
That is such a powerful takeaway.
It's a great reminder that at the heart of every successful pitch,
every meaningful conversation,
is a genuine human connection.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note,
we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And keep those conversations flowing.